Governor Tony Evers hit the campaign trail for an event with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Evers endorsed Crowley, who has been trailing in the polls. It's Tuesday, August 4th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, residents are speaking out in opposition to a proposed data center at the site of a historic paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids.
We want something that will create jobs. I would say that a lot of people are very blanketly saying no data centers.
And a police shooting in Madison has put a spotlight on public safety in the Democratic primary for governor. WPR's Sarah Lear has more on how candidates have reacted. Stay with us.
Support for WPR comes from the state of Wisconsin, business sponsors, and tens of thousands of supporters who contribute. Thank you to everyone who makes WPR possible on air, on the app, and at WPR.org.
Governor Tony Evers held a campaign rally last night to promote Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley's bid for the governor's office. Joe Schultz has more on their event at a local brewery in Appleton.
During their speeches, both cited Crowley's record as Milwaukee County's top elected leader as making him uniquely qualified to lead the state. Evers, who is stepping down at the end of his term, says he thinks Crowley is the candidate to replace him.
He has the expertise to get stuff done. And that is really important. For me, every time I think about what happened in the state of Wisconsin over the last 8 years, we got stuff done.
The governor was also critical of Democratic frontrunner, State Representative Francesca Hong.
She spends a lot of time, from what I understand, talking on Twitter and all these other extraneous issues.
But a Marquette poll released last week showed Hong held a commanding lead among likely Democratic primary voters. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The future of an old paper mill site in Wisconsin Rapids is now at the center of a debate about data centers. After the century-old mill was torn down last year, a proposal came forward to build a data center there. Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will talk about land use and data centers at their meeting next week. Alder Mandolin Palmquist says an application for the old mill site is pending. Over the weekend, developers hosted their own meeting about the proposed data center, with former New York Mayor Eric Adams there in support. Caitlin Federwitz is part of a local group against the data center and said people flooded the meeting with opposition.
We want something that will create jobs. I would say that a lot of people are very blanketly saying no data centers.
Palmquist hopes conversations like the one at next week's meeting will help locals understand options around data centers. Major water utilities in Wisconsin say they haven't been affected by cyber attacks that have targeted water systems in neighboring states. As Daniel Kading reports, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has warned systems of an ongoing cyber threat.
Representatives of water utilities in Madison and Milwaukee say their drinking water remains safe after cyber attacks on systems in Michigan and Minnesota. The attacks come as federal agencies have warned that Iranian hackers are targeting water and wastewater systems. Hackers have remotely accessed devices and disrupted control systems at water utilities. Milwaukee Water Works Superintendent Pat Pauly says none of their operational technology is directly connected to the internet.
We have not experienced any cyber attacks, but we don't have this vulnerability.
Pauly says the utility provides drinking water to more than 950,000 customers. The DNR says it's working with the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center on the potential threat. No attacks had been confirmed as of Tuesday. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
FBI Director Kash Patel was in Eau Claire yesterday with Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. Patel is the 10th member of the Trump administration to visit the nationally watched 3rd Congressional District during Van Orden's re-election campaign. The fireside chat with members of local law enforcement discussed how agencies can partner with the federal government to combat fraud and federal assistance programs. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has refused to turn over data on Wisconsinites who receive federal food assistance. Van Orden claimed Evers is resisting because of politics.
Turn over these roles so that we can do the appropriate amount from the executive branch enforcement of this, because fraud is taking place in the state of Wisconsin. Governor Evers knows it. That's why he's not releasing these lists.
In response, a spokesperson for Evers said the governor's administration has been working to combat fraud, waste, and abuse for longer than Van Orden has been, quote, embarrassing Wisconsin in Congress. Public health officials are still investigating how an outbreak of cyclospora, a parasite spread through human feces, ended up in the U.S. food supply. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports food safety experts say contaminated water in farm fields is a likely culprit.
Thousands of people across the country have cases of cyclosporiasis, an illness causing frequent diarrhea. Federal officials say part of the outbreak is likely connected to iceberg lettuce. Byron Chavez, food safety specialist at Rutgers University, says contaminated water sprayed on crops or mixed with pesticides is commonly how the parasite winds up in fields.
So in this case, that is the most likely scenario, right? It's through irrigation water or some kind of contact water.
Chavez says cyclospora is rare in the U.S. and there's no speedy detection methods for it. He says to pay attention to recalls, but he stresses not all produce is contaminated. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
High school students in Stevens Point this fall will have the option to join a new program focused on using artificial intelligence tools. School district officials say those classes will teach programming and AI literacy, but also teach students about the limitations of AI. In its first year, students will use AI to control robots at Stevens Point Area Senior High. Through conversations, teachers hope to show AI tools and let students explore. They also want to teach them how to use it ethically. Jeff Melsna is with the Stevens Point District.
Our students are getting an opportunity to talk about and engage in conversations around when is an appropriate time for me to use AI. It's a powerful tool, but like every tool, it can be used the right way or it can be used the wrong way.
Students will not be required to use AI and can advocate against using the tech. The district receives support for the program through a grant from the Century Insurance Foundation. Coming up after the break, protests over a police shooting have focused attention in the Wisconsin governor's race on issues around public safety. We'll hear what candidates are saying. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state thanks to its network of 8 bureaus. With reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
Last month's fatal shooting by a police officer in Madison has become an issue in the race for Wisconsin governor. In the final days of the campaign, candidates have been responding to the shooting death of Corey Ruiz by a Madison officer and responding to each other's statements. WPR Sarah Lear has been covering that story, including the candidates' responses to the shooting. She joined All Things Considered host Brady Carlson.
Sarah, let's start with the Democratic candidates for governor. What have they been saying about the death of Corey Ruiz?
One of those candidates is Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He says an investigation into the shooting, it needs to be allowed to play out. Crowley also said that reports about what happened are painfully similar to other tragedies in Minneapolis and Kenosha. Four Madison police officers are on leave right now, while Wisconsin's Department of Justice investigates the shooting. On July 22nd, State Senator Kel DeRoyes said she doesn't have all the details yet. She also said it's impossible to imagine any justification for how the shooting occurred. Also running is former Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan. He said his heart is with Ruiz's family. He called for an independent and swift investigation. Another candidate, State Representative Francesca Hong, was at a vigil in Madison the day after the shooting happened. She spoke into a megaphone and called the shooting state-sanctioned violence and an execution. It's also worth noting that most Madison police officers don't wear body cameras, and in the wake of the shooting, all of the candidates said that they would sign a law, if they became governor, requiring all police officers in the states to wear body cameras.
What about the likely Republican nominee, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany?
Tiffany has criticized Hong for calling the shooting an execution. He's noted that the DOJ investigation is still playing out, and he criticized her for what he described as prejudging the situation. In Tiffany's statement in the aftermath, he also said he would, quote, work to end revolving door criminal justice policies. And Tiffany there seems to be alluding to the fact that Ruiz had a lengthy criminal history.
Tiffany has also criticized Francesca Hong for her past statements calling for defunding or even abolishing police. What is Francesca Hong saying now?
Right. So back when X.com was called Twitter, Hong tweeted repeatedly calling for police to be defunded and abolished. There's one such tweet where she said she supported defunding the police as a first step to abolishing the police. WPR reporter Anya Van Wagdentonk asked her if she still believes the police should be abolished, and here's what Hong had to say.
Invest in mental health resources. You know, we're criminalizing poverty and mental health struggles.
So Hong didn't directly say whether or not she personally still believes that police should be abolished, but she has said repeatedly that she thinks it's about being tough on the causes of crime, which she says means investing more in resources like mental health care, libraries, and public parks.
Another issue that's come up in this campaign around law enforcement is related to immigration. Republican Tom Tiffany has said he supports Wisconsin law enforcement cooperating with federal immigration agents. How do the Democratic candidates come down here?
All of the Democratic candidates have said that if they become governor, they would sign a law that would ban what's known as 287G agreements statewide. Those are contracts between ICE and local law enforcement agencies, setting it up so those agencies can assist ICE. Hong and Royce have said outright that they want to abolish ICE. Joel Brennan has not gone that far. He has said it's not about abolishing ICE, but says the agency needs to be revamped. He says if he becomes governor, he would use an executive order to create a statewide accountability commission to collect video evidence and other alleged abuses by ICE across Wisconsin. And then Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, he signed an ordinance that attempted to prevent ICE from staging in county parks. He's also criticized ICE's practice of carrying out immigration arrests at the Milwaukee County Courthouse and other local courthouses.
Sarah Lear, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was WPR Sarah Lear and All Things Considered host Brady Carlson. They discussed the issue of public safety in the race for Wisconsin governor. The primary is August 11th. You can find all of our coverage anytime at WPR.org. And now for a check of the forecast, sunny south and east, more clouds elsewhere and muggy with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible over the northwestern two-thirds of the state throughout the afternoon. Highs will likely reach in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms likely south with partial clearing to the north. Lows will drop to the mid-50s to mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny north and the south, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms possible. Highs will reach in the upper 70s to near 80. And that's all for this Tuesday for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Thank you so much for checking out our podcast. I'm Courtney Everett. And special thanks to our producer today, Evan Casey, for making me sound so good. We'll see you back here tomorrow.